భగవానుత్ససర్జగా తదేవేహానువృత్తోషా అధర్మ ప్రభవాకలీ యస్మిన్నహనియాహైర్వా భగవానుస్ససర్జగా తదేవేహానువృత్తోషా అధర్మ ప్రభవాకలీ యస్మినాహనియహైవ భగవానుస్ససర్జగా తదైవేహానువృత్తోషా అధర్మ ప్రభవాకలీ
దైవేహానువర్తత్సా ధర్మ ప్రభవచలీ సదైవాహానుభూత
మాతాజీ, యస్మిన్ ఆన్ దాట్ అహాని ఎవరీ డే యరి ఏవా ఇన్ ద వెరీ మూమెంట్ భగవాన్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇట్ ఉత్ససర్జ left side gam the earth tada at the time eva certainly iha in this world anuvartah followed asau he adharma irreligion ప్రభావః యాక్సలరేటింగ్ కలి ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ క్వారల్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ద వెరీ డే ద మూమెంట్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఎట్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ లెఫ్ట్ దిస్ ఎర్త్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ కలి who promotes all kinds of irreligious activities, came into this world. Purport, the personality of Godhead and his holy name, qualities, etc., are all identical. The personality of Kali was not able to enter the jurisdiction of the earth due to the presence of the personality of Godhead. And that similarly, if there is an arrangement for the constant chanting of the holy name, quality, etc., of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. That is the technique of driving away the personality of Kali from the world. In a modernized human society, there are great advancement of material science, and they have invented the radio and distributes sound in the air. So instead of vibrating some nuisance sound for sense enjoyment, if the state arranges to distribute the transcendental sound by resounding the holy name, fame and activities of the Lord, as they are authorized in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, then the favorable condition will be created. The principle of religion in the world will be re-established, and thus the executive heads who are so anxious to drive away the corruption from the world will be successful. Nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. Om Ajnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Paribhyana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadaya Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Here, the personality of Godhead, when Krishna was there in this earth, the personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of religious activity, came into this world as soon as Krishna left this earth. So, here again it is said, the personality of Godhead, and similarly, if there is arrangement for the constant chanting of the holy name, qualities, etc., the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. The main subject is holy name. So, here also one more thing. Nothing had, if properly used for the service of the Lord. You see, nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. Nothing is bad here if it is used for the service of the Lord. See, actually, driving Kali, Srila Prabhupada has already made an arrangement, specially for a 24-hour kirtan in Mayapur temple, also 24 hours kirtan in Vrindavan temple. So if there is arrangement of completely chanting of the holy name, there is no chance of personality of Kali to enter. So that is one of the precautionary methods Prabhupada has taken. So now the thing is how we should remain in this age of Kali. The age of Kali, especially the sloka as it is stated, machitta madgata pranam bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha manityam tushyanticha ramanticha. This principle is most important. This is called satsang. People always discouraging. The people are always discussing the prayers and progress about their spiritual life. That is advancement and bodhayantam parasparam. One who is having the bodha, actually intelligent, they'll speak all the same subject of Krishna consciousness. There should be constant you have not to get search into Krishna. There should be constant Krishna consciousness should go on. There should not be any search into Krishna because he is already within you. Simply you have to become little serious. That's the thing. Little serious you have to become. If you are, then you are really loving the Lord, loving Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam evam payantite. Priti purvakam. You have to love, then anything is the topmost love, the other loving things become lesser. So, love is basic principle for understanding Krishna. So, their mind cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why machitta madgata pranam bodhayantam parasparam. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subject. Their hearts and soul is constantly subjugant in Krishna, and they take pleasure in describing him and with other devotees. With other devotees, they are describing. This is the machitta, madgata, pranam, bodhayantam, parasparam. No other thing at all. Now, the main job is to please Krishna. See, this King Yudhishthira, we take something from Mahabharata. The King Yudhishthira has asked by Krishna to say, Ashwatthama hataha narao kunjarao. Ashwatthama is dead. And narao kunjarao, because that time he could, Dronacharya could only hear nara, Ashwatthama hataha. Ashwatthama is dead. So, immediately he had gone to search for Ashwatthama. He had one skilled benediction that by leaving his body, the soul can go and see and come back. But his soul could go and come back. Meantime, here Bhima, he destroyed the body of Dronacharya. So, Dronacharya's life got ended there. Because Yudhishthira was feeling so bad, I would speak the untruth. Hesitatingly, he was feeling of course, Yudhishthira was a pure devotee. But still with the hesitation he made that wrong statement. So he has to suffer for that. Yeah. If it is, Krishna said, go and say that Ashwatthama Hata, Naravo Kunjaravo, straight away he should have done it. But hesitatingly he did it. That's why you have to suffer for this. And now the thing is, the episode is coming of Karna's episode. The Karna used to, there's a fight between Arjuna and Karna. There was one Sarpastra had come to Karna. The Sarpastra, it was very powerful. It is attacking so much badly to Arjuna, so it was supposed to cut his head straight away. So immediately Krishna understood. He made the entire chariot to down to the earth so that the Sarpastra cut off his crown and went away. Then it goes again to the Karnas, asking him, just shoot me. Again, at the area of chest actually. I can cut off his head, Arjuna's head. Just do it. Reuse me. So, I'll cut off his head, Arjuna's head. Karna refused to reuse that. Once it is used, it won't be used because he was agreed for his mother. Because once that shooting is done, the same astra, he can't take it. The Shalya, the chariot driver, he was saying, no, use it. So that the match will end now. So he said, no, nothing doing. Then Shalya got nervous. He got down from the chariot. There is no driver for Arjuna, for Karna. So, the Karna becomes without the driver. So Arjuna's astra make that Karna's chariot goes into the earth, directly into the earth. It is just stuck in one place. And meantime, Karna says, just hold on, Arjuna, hold on. So he gets down from the chariot and goes and puts his shoulder and lifts the chariot. So, meantime, Krishna is asking, hey, what you are doing? Arjuna, what you are doing? You are stopping shooting? Shoot now! So, how can I shoot? Karna said, just hold on for the rest of the time, we have to set right this chariot. How can I do it? But one thing, Krishna, I could see when he said hold on, I could see my Yudhishthira Maharaj's bhava with his action. And in his angry face, I could see that this Bhima there. And in shooting arrows, he's like me. And his activities are Nakul and Sahadeva. He has got five people's attitude. Who is this person? Introduction, he was asking. Who is this person? that time, Krishna says, he wanted introduction. Then please listen. You know, your loving son, Abhimanyu, with great cheating, these people have murdered that child. You know, this is the introduction. So immediately he gets angry. So he shoots there. Now that time he was saying, what is this dharma? Karna was saying. So Krishna was saying, you are talking about dharma now. At the time of Draupadi's sari stripping time, where is the dharma is gone? You are talking about dharma. So straight away he has finished. So how to please Krishna? That is important. By hearing this advice, samsiddhir haritoshanam. they have to please Krishna. That is only a way. Otherwise, it was very difficult. So Parikshit Maharaj was telling that these Bhishma, Drona, Karna, these are all timingalas, such a great fishes. And it was very difficult for, you know, it is a blessing of Krishna and the mercy of Krishna that could save them. Otherwise it is very difficult. These people could end the life, otherwise it was impossible to win the battle. But they were very, very powerful. That was a different type of fish. Krishna has made it just advice. You have to hear the advice of Krishna properly. Then only it is possible. You cannot use your method and ways and means. So, then the Srila Prabhupada took sannyas from Bhakti Prajna Keshav Maharaj. Prabhupada gave the first class, you know, after sannyas. Prabhupada gave a first class in English language after sannyas. And the Havan ceremony was there. He gets the name Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami. He gets the name as sannyasi. So there, his godbrother Akinchan Krishnadas was chanting Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Essence of Vedic mantra is Hare Krishna mantra. He was chanting loudly. So when Bhakti Prajna Keshav Maharaj was performing his mantra, his Havan mantra, he was feeling some disturbance with this Mahamantra. He was asking to reduce the volume of the mantra. So, that time Prabhupada's signaling, no, increase the mantra. To Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji is saying, increase the, no reducing the holy name. So, Prabhupada used to say louder, louder volume. So, Mahamantra, chanting Hare Krishna is more important than Shaligram worship even. It is very much important. All Havan mantras, they are all there. But chanting the holy name, that will make liberate everything. That is Prabhupada's. Then it is the place of Varanasi. Varanasi is the hub of Mayavadis, that you know it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting, those people used to criticize him, these Mayavadis. What a type of dancing you are doing. Alone, crazy, funny person. Actually, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, they could not tolerate this criticism. This criticism they could not tolerate. They wanted to meet this Mayavada sannyasis with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he goes to Vrindavan, he comes back via Varanasi. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Varanasi. Some Brahman gives an invitation to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and get together with Mayavada sannyasis. That's the invitation. That is Prakashananda Saraswati. So, they are highly puffed up people, Mayavada. And Vedanta studies and meditation, they do it very differently. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits their place and they are calling. He visits those people. Seeing the sannyasis, he gives dandavats to them. And then he washes hand and legs, and there only he sits. And Prakashananda Saraswati They were in the raised platform. Prakashananda Saraswati calling this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sripad, please come and sit with us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am a small sannyasi. This place is comfortable for me and suitable for me. But Prakashananda Saraswati, he came to him and caught his hand. Please come and sit with us, Sripad, please come. So he just takes him in hand and makes him to sit with them. Then he sits with them. They are asking the question, why are you not meeting with us? Why are you are dancing with the low class people, fanatic people? You are associating with the low class people. Sannyasis should study Vedanta and meditate that. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my dear sir, my dear spiritual master says, I am a fool number one. Murkha. My spiritual master says, I am a murkha number one. I must chant the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nameva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nameva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. Vedanta is not ours, for us, for me. Essence of mantra is holy name. Chanting the holy name, I become madman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I become madman by chanting. Long ecstasy. And for Krishna, I am crying, I am laughing, and I am very happy. Immediately, he displays effulgent in his body. A big effulgent, shining effulgent. Everyone was shocking to see that. And the shining effulgent made everyone surprised to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it becomes Ajnata Sukriti for Prakashananda Saraswati. To lift Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every environment is changed. Because he was knowing, Nimai Pandit. He was originally a grammar teacher. He was knowing every history of Nimai Pandit. And when he started the effulgent of this yellow color, golden color, sannyasi, they discussed a lot of things. Then they started chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 60,000 disciples of Prakashananda Saraswati have become chanting the holy name and they have become the Vaishnavas. Hari Bol. There is a power of the Mahamantra because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could give them exact thing what is needed? And they were showing that the exact humbleness is really important in this. And meek, not on that subject is very powerful. And you are showing a very powerful subject like material world. There's a powerful engineer, he is a super powerful. Some computer person is very powerful. But there is no powerful as in devotion service. Devotion, you have to be humbler. You have to be lower. There is nothing as powerful. So you have to be meek, humble, and servant of the servant of the servant. Otherwise, he'll say, no, I am sir, boss and a boss and a boss. Boss on a boss. No, you can't get that. So this is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the people. When Prabhupada saw America within the ship, he was praying to the Lord. He, I am your puppet. By not entering to America, within the ship only, he said, my God, how can I give this Mahamantra? Those people have gone so vast, too deep in material sense gratification. How can I do this? So, you can make them devotee. So, only if I speak, only by I speaking, that you can, Lord, you can make them devotees. I am a puppet in your hand. So, make me dance whatever the way you want. It is not that just seeing in America, I have got everything. No. He was the American material sense enjoyment is too heavy, and who is going to listen? It is very difficult. You have to become servant of the servant of the servant. It is not possible. So you can make them devotee only by you are praying Krishna. You can make them devotee, not myself. You use me as a puppet. Make me dance. He lived as a servant of the servant of the servant. Even after when Prabhupada has gone to America, he was having 40 rupees. All of you know about it. After a few years, with 108 temples, so many goshala, so many things. And Prabhupada was saying, I had come with 40 rupees. Becoming a servant of the servant of the servant, I got 40 crore. Now, what type of business guy will get it? It's not possible. Because becoming a servant, a person is gaining so much, that you can understand how important the servant, becoming servant in Krishna consciousness. And gave this holy name humbly, with humility, whoever he may be. They wanted to give them this name. You may be, Prabhupada used to say, there will be people, they will come, Kinnaras, Kimpurushas, Dakshas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, different people will come. They'll come, they'll take this Mahamantra and get purified and they'll go away, go back home, back to Godhead. You are not to see, because there you have to see the human being. Human being has got one thing, he can become, is the spirit soul. The soul has got Krishna is the God, and not that material qualification. That can't be. So they will get themselves perfected, because you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. The soul is get purified, then get that goes back home, back to God. They get whichever they mean. There will be a European society, American society, Indian society, many societies are there. But Prabhupada thinks it is all equal. You have to see what is the progress they have done, that is the material. You have to see these people. These people, they are the spirit soul, they have to purify and they go back home, back to God. That's the job they have to do, not otherwise. So, the servant of the servant of the servant, that's not at one time, 100 times servant of the servants of servant. So, and gave this holy name humbly, with humility, with this. And with the tears, 24 hours a day he was chanting and working for Krishna's sake, Krishna Katha. This was Prabhupada was saying. There's nothing else, no other thing. There's a big skyscrapers, big roads, nice cars. He was least bothered about that. That is not anything that got to do with this devotional service. And, you know, one Gaur Kishore Das, the Gaur Govind Maharaj, he was singing. He was singing bhajan, but Tal Mel was not there. he was ringing something and singing something different. And people just started laughing. Gaur Kishore Das, Gaur Govind Maharaj. So then boys started laughing. So Prabhupada said, don't laugh. He's a pure devotee. Suppose there is no Tal Mel for this kirtan, but his kirtan was loved by God. He's pure devotee. Don't laugh. So this way they used to give cautious thing. Materially you can't compare anything. This simple devotion, that is most important. And this, that was the thing Prabhupada used to collect all the people with Mahamantra. With Mahamantra, whatever you have, that material sense gratification, that will go off and you will leave off that sense gratification. Because Prabhupada is one of the sannyasi who used to say, if you go for sense gratification, you will be in miserable condition. You will be in miserable condition. No sense gratification. You have to get self-realization. That was one of the conditions. So, like that, everybody are devotees here. But you have to become a pure devotee. Pure devotee, there is no tinge of materialism. Then you can go back. Clean slate. There is no debit and credit. It's clean slate. So that you can go. Otherwise you have to come back. You have lots of money, you have so many properties, so many things. You have to come back. But here the thing is used. The thing is used for Krishna's service. There's one is a very important sentence in purport. The nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. Everything is good, provided it should be used for the service of the Lord. If we keep anything, you know, little sense enjoyment or little motivation, definitely will not be successful. So devotion is entirely different thing. And here, that's very important. Nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. You have lots of money, that should be used for the service of the Lord. Isha avasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. Not by talking, but practically we have to use it. Then the thing Kali cannot enter there. It is very practical. Kali can't enter. You are avoiding Kali. So the main thing is that chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, whatever the way Krishna is wanted, we have to follow that. The answer is by Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. You have to go with the authority scriptures. Then you have to chant or discuss about that. And then our life will be perfect. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Anybody has got any question? No question? Very good. I could complete it within the time. That's why there's like some questions I can take it. So, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki,